I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you want to talk about steady and reliable, epic. It's our next guest. He's on the Ackerman Security Hotline here on Vinny and Haney. Total Request Thursday. That was, tell us that guy's name. Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer, Oriole style. He's with the Yes Network, but this is his swan song year. Let's welcome in number 29 in your program. Number one in your hearts, sweet Swiggy Kenny Singleton. Kenny, what's happening, bud?
Hey, Bob, Vinny, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Doing good, man.
And let's start it off here. And before we get to the series tonight, four games and two teams heading in opposite directions, season long, certainly early. Rusty Staub passed away last week, and you were traded from New York, the Mets, to Montreal for Rusty Staub. You were both all-star players. But talk about your relationship with him and when you got traded. I mean, you're a New York guy. You go to Montreal where you played for a few years before coming to Baltimore. But tell us about Rusty Staub.
Oh, Rusty Staub, a near Hall of Fame player. I mean, he was a solid player. I think he's the only player to ever have 500 hits for four different teams. So he got the job done wherever he went. I think Oriole fans might remember him more when he was with the Tigers and came through Baltimore with Detroit.
Right.
But he's a very solid player. When we got traded to Montreal, there were three young players, including myself, Tim Foley, and Mike Jorgensen, for Rusty. Rusty was their big star. And he was known up there in Montreal as Le Grand Orange. And people were not very happy with that trade. Until they figured out whenever we did win a game up in Montreal, usually one of the three of us had something to do with it. So they realized that, you know, trading their best player who was having some contract issues with the Expos for three younger players. Remember, the Expos at that time were more of an expansion-type team. They had guys that were near the end and a lot of young guys like myself that were just beginning in the major leagues. They didn't have those guys that were in the middle that really carried the team with the exception of Rusty Staub. And he went to the Mets, and he did well with the Mets, and did a lot of charity work in New York City, and I think he's remembered almost as much for that in New York as he was for his playing.
I was watching the obit and the tribute, if you want to call it more appropriate, to Rusty on MLB Network last week, and you mentioned his time with the Mets, Ken, 73. They beat the Reds in the playoffs. Cincinnati was heavy favorites to win that series. And they showed a home run he hit off of our friend, your friend, everyone's friend, Ross Grimsley, in game three, which turned out to be kind of the swing game of that series. So Rusty Staub touching us all. And we wish him the best.
You know what? Ross doesn't bring that up too much. In fact, I've never heard of that until you mentioned it.
Oh, it happened.
Hey, Kent. How do you fix the O's?
Ooh.
That's what we say.
Yeah, you know, it's the pitchers. To me, they unfortunately, when I was with the Orioles, we had some, you know, a Hall of Fame pitcher in Palmer, and we had some great other pitchers in Flanagan and McGregor and Dennis Martinez and Storm Davis and Mike Boniker. All these guys were excellent pitchers. There's probably never going to be another Jim Palmer on the staff, so you're going to have to get guys who are as close to him as you can get. And to me, I don't really see that right now. Maybe Bundy, as he develops along the way. But, you know, I think Gosman's been somewhat of a disappointment. Although, you know, it's only one start. You got to look. It's a long season. And, you know, the light might go on. And he's got the stuff. I mean, he throws 97, 96 miles an hour. But it's just a matter of what he does with his secondary pitches. It's all about pitching. I was just looking at some stats from last year between the Yankees and the Orioles, and it was so one-sided, it's almost unbelievable that the Yankees were able to put up those type of numbers against the Baltimore pitching staff.
the Yankee Stadium numbers in particular were disgusting. Yeah. If you're an Oriole fan, epic. If you're a Yankee fan, Sweet Swing and Kenny Singleton joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Birds and Yankees start a four-game set tonight, 6:35. Andrew Cashner making a second start as an Oriole against Tanaka Blast. Six games in, Yankees are 4-2. We know Stanton got booed because he had 5 Ks, hit a home run yesterday. Everybody was great. But how would you judge Aaron Boone's first six games as manager of the team?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty well. Although, you know, he caught some flack in Toronto for making a move where he walked Josh Donaldson to bring up Smoke, and Smoke hit a grand slam home run to win the game. And it's interesting because the fact that David Cone was working that game, and old Donaldson had better numbers against David Robertson, who was on the mound for the Yankees, than Smoke did. Cone pointed out that Donaldson did not swing the bat well in this series, and Smoke has been, and hit a home run his previous at bat, and the Yankees still decided to go against the numbers and pitch to the hotter hitter, and they paid for it. They lost the game because of that. The two games they lost in Toronto were both winnable games. The bullpen kind of boo-booed both games, and the bullpen's supposed to be the strength of the pitching staff, although right now the starters are carrying the load. The starters have been doing really well. So the bullpen is going to have to get it together a little more. The offense, well, they got guys who can hit. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, Ken, when you're playing in the weather that the Yankees have been playing in, and possibly this weekend, and snow and all that, how is it different to prepare, to play, to warm up, to stay warm than it is during the summertime?
It's a mindset, Vinny. I think you just got to put it out of your mind and just say to yourself, although I will admit, I hated playing when it was cold. Baseball to me, I'd rather be too hot. I'd rather be 105 degrees than be 25 degrees. It just didn't feel right. I mean, you had just about every stitch of clothing you had in your locker on, and you felt like you went up the hit. You were like the Michelin man. You could hardly turn. So I'd rather be too hot, but it's a mindset. You got to figure out somehow how to try and keep that ball off your hand, because it's going to hurt for a week if somebody jams you really bad. And I think in all the years that I played, I played 15 years in the major leagues, there was only a couple years where I got off to really good starts, and that was because the weather might have been a little warmer that particular April than others.
Now, Ken, you're still a young guy. Why would you be retiring already?
Well, I appreciate the compliment as far as being young, but I still feel that way. Don't get me wrong, and I love my job. But I just thought it was time. I always told myself I wasn't going to stay up there forever. My daughter's graduating from Penn State this spring, next month.
Nice.
So I always, you know, when
congratulations.
She graduates, thank you. She's way too smart for me, believe me. But what I always told myself, when she graduates, it's time for me to graduate too. She's the youngest, so I just felt it was time. Michael Kay says he's going to convince me to come back next year. Meredith Marakovich, who works with us, says she wants me to come back too, but I've just it's just the time. I just felt it was the right time. We have a whole army of guys who do our game, so it's not like they're going to have any scheduling problems.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think I'm going to spend more time in Florida. In fact, that's where I am right now.
Nice.
My first game isn't until the 13th in Detroit, and I'm going to play a lot more golf. My handicap's going to go down.
Are you watching the Masters?
Yeah, I will be later on today, but, you know, I don't want to take anybody off in Baltimore, but I am headed to the golf course after this interview just to practice a little bit, and then I'll come
Tiger,
back here.
Tiger is one under as we speak.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, all right. You know what? I give him credit for this. I have a question, though. Maybe you guys can answer this. He's had 4 back surgeries. How come they didn't think of this one with this last surgery with the first surgery?
Have to ask the doctors that one.
Maybe he went to a different doctor.
Went to a faith healer.
You know, maybe this is the last resort. If this one didn't work, I mean, the fusion doesn't work, he's done. But it looks as though, at least to this point, he's back. And, you know, golf is that much better for it. The ratings are going to be that much higher. I mean, this is a highly anticipated Masters, and it should be fun to watch. So I'll be hanging out with my buddy Ross a lot more. Martinez. These guys are going to get tired of me. You know, just so we're going to have a lot more fun. I can't forget Al.
Oh, no doubt.
Al Bunbury, and these guys are going to see me around Baltimore a lot more. you know, I'd play golf with him during the summer, but, you know, I'd take off for a week or 2 days at a time and I wouldn't see him. And, you know, I'll get to hang out with my grandkids, watch my grandson play ball a lot more. So that'll be a lot more fun, too. And in fact, the grandkids just left here yesterday. It was spring break. Our house got a lot quieter today.
Ken Singleton, Yes Network, Oriole Hall of Famer. And as we know, Ross Grimsey, he's a good role model. So he'll lead you down the straight and narrow there. Ken Singleton, you've known that for a long time, though. Kenny, we appreciate it. Hit him straight, brother. Ken Singleton on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.